we'll be having a discussion similarly about what's happening in Palestine right now. You know, just to educate the public about what's going on and also to answer any questions that that people have.
Yeah, amazing. And so that's at Musgrave Park on Saturday from 12:30 p.m. until 2 p.m. And we'll see you at the rally on Sunday, 2 p.m. King George Square. If you're a health worker, wear your scrubs. And if you want to keep up to date with the work of Justice for Palestine, jump on their Facebook group, Justice for Palestine, Meanjin, Brisbane.
Just to follow the Facebook page, all of the events go up on there, and yeah, come along, get involved. We'll be having many more other kinds of actions coming up, so yeah, stay tuned and yeah, get involved.
And just a quick correction there on that Justice for Palestine rally this Sunday. It's 2 p.m. but at Queen's Gardens. Thanks for tuning in to Radio Reversal today. Stay tuned, as always, for Talking Zeds.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Unity and Jaya with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Chief Health Officer is saying he does not support increased COVID measures as he believes COVID is becoming less deadly, despite Queensland doctors urging for increased regulations, including masks. Australian Medical Association President Maria Bolton said, quote, "The public should not be encouraged to mask up in medical settings, planes, or in crowds in the lead up to big Christmas gatherings. Of course, a mask mandate would be the decision of the CHO, but hospitalizations are rising and the health workforce is stretched to breaking point and cannot cope with another overload of patients over the holidays," unquote. The CHO, Dr. John Gerard, said he is concerned about maintaining the credibility of his role so the public will follow any recommendations he makes, and said, quote, "For me to overstate the risk would be disproportionate to be making recommendations about general mask wearing would be disproportionate to the risk," unquote.
Queensland ambulance crews are getting lost or going to the wrong houses due to poorly marked or even non-existent house numbers due to inaccurate GPS devices. Queensland Ambulance Service spokesperson Jane James said, quote, "Every day there will be an issue with a house not being clearly numbered, unfortunately," end quote. The QAS Public Performance Indicators quarterly report shows that between July and September of this year, 17.4% of ambulances took longer than 60 minutes to arrive. Ms. James said that homeowners could take steps to make their houses easier to spot through the utilisation of reflective or solar-powered numbers.
In national news, thousands of school children across Australia are going on strike tomorrow in support for climate action and are planning on using climate doctor's certificates written by climate scientists. The letters are being signed by Professor David Caroley from the University of Melbourne and Dr. Nick Abel from ANU, with the event primarily organised by School Strike for Climate. The climate doctors are citing reasons such as elevated stress and feelings of despair due to the impacts of climate change, and state, quote, "It is my recommendation that they take a sick day to protest for a sick planet," unquote. Dr. Abel said, quote, "They really shouldn't have to. It's a disgraceful that we have a government that is still committing to the opening of new gas fields and the extension of existing coal mines. Australia is already in the largest three exporters of fossil fuels, therefore the third largest exporter of this problem," unquote.
Experts are warning that a whooping cough epidemic is well overdue, suggesting a resurgence of the disease may appear as early as this summer. University of Sydney's Professor of Paediatrics and Child Health, Robert Boye, said, quote, "Given the last whooping cough outbreak was 6 years ago, we're well overdue. Australians are being urged to check and update their vaccination status by talking to a doctor, pharmacist, or accessing their immunisation history statement via the Medicare app."
In international news, tourists bound for Fiji are reportedly saying they will still be making their trips despite the tropical storm system, Cyclone Mal, being destined for the Pacific country's western provinces. Evacuations have started, with the director of the Fiji National Disaster Management Office, Vasiti Soko, stating, quote, "A total of 8 evacuation centres are active, with more than 290 evacuees residing in these evacuation centres," unquote. Tourism operators have also started preparing their properties to try and keep tourists safe, as the system is predicted to potentially become a Category 3 storm while moving past Nadi, Yasawa and Mamanuka.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Talking Zeds on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Also streamed worldwide at 4ZZZ.org.au. Talking Zeds, community.